This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The political fortunes of former U.S. President Donald Trump are now an open question. The U.S. Senate acquitted him Saturday of allegations that he incited insurrection last month. In a speech on January 6th, Mr. Trump urged hundreds of his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol building as they were certifying his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Moments after the Senate voted on Saturday, 57-43, to convict Trump, which fell short of the required 67 votes needed to do so, the former president said he is not done with political life. Trump did not say whether he might run for the presidency in 2024, as he suggested last month when he left office. Mr. Trump called the impeachment case against him, quote, another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. He added, no president has ever gone through anything like it. One of his staunchest Republican supporters, Senator Lindsey Graham, told the Fox News Sunday show that he spoke with the former U.S. leader after the Senate impeachment trial ended Saturday. He said that Trump is, quote, ready to move on to build the party. Republicans hope to retake control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives in the 2022 elections. Graham added, if you want to win, you have to work with President Trump. The Trump movement is alive and well. Insurgents killed at least 11 civilians and 3 soldiers in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, according to the army. Fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces attacked the town of Indaya in Ituri region, killing at least 11, according to a regional army spokesman. 3 soldiers and 4 insurgents were killed in the ensuing fighting. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescuers pulled out 9 more bodies from the site of a flash flood in a Himalayan region of northern India Sunday, a week after the disaster struck. This brings the death toll to 50, with more than 150 people still missing, according to Indian officials. The flash flood in Uttarakhand state, triggered by what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice, sent water, rocks, and debris surging down the Daliganga River Valley, destroying dams and bridges. Rescuers are using heavy digging machinery in a race to free dozens of dam construction workers trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project. Authorities say 154 people are still missing. Polls have closed in Kosovo, where an estimated 47% of eligible voters braved bitter winter cold to vote in parliamentary elections Sunday. Electoral officials say the vote count has begun. Results are expected in a few hours. Kosovo held the early election Sunday after the country's constitutional court invalidated the vote to confirm the government formed by the Democratic League of Kosovo, or LDK. More than 1,000 candidates from 28 political groups are competing for the 120 seats in the legislative body. 10 of those seats are reserved for the Serbian community, and 10 others are reserved for other minorities. Some 1.8 million people were eligible to vote, including about 100,000 people in the Kosovar diaspora. Sunday's vote was held against an economic downturn caused primarily by the coronavirus pandemic. Kosovo has reported over 64,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 1,500 deaths. Hundreds of women turned out for protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg in support of Russian women prosecuted for political reasons. The Chain of Solidarity and Love protest is also dedicated to imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnaya, who flew to Germany on February 10th. No explanation was given for her departure, but she'd recently been detained for taking part in unsanctioned rallies in support of her husband, who is also in Russian detention. A spokesman for Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan says the couple are expecting their second child together. The couple stepped back from their royal duties in January 2020 and moved with their first son, Archie, to Southern California. Concurrent with the move, they gave up their official royal roles. They now pursue media projects and charity work. The announcement about the pregnancy was made today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.